reporters eagerly waiting to hear the latest news coming out from the next door. They want to know what is going on in the joint session between the parliament and the government.
Here in the parliament, lawmakers and some members of President Ahmadinejad's cabinet are holding a session behind closed doors. The main topic of the session is believed to revolve around the economy and rising commodity prices.
Iran's parliament says that it hosts the ministers of economy, commerce and industries, agriculture, and head of the central bank in a private session to talk about spending cuts and finding ways to tame the recent price jump on basic commodities. Some MPs say that the meeting is an opportunity for constructive criticism by the parliament on some of the government's economic policies that, according to lawmakers, has triggered the inflation spike in Iran.
If the government had implemented the law properly, it could have prevented many problems. For instance, as we speak, some 40% of the country's production capacity remains idle. In the economic reform bill, we had ratified 30% of the government's revenues from the targeting of subsidies to be allocated to the industrial sector, but the government has not done so. This was one of our complaints put forward in the joint session.
Sources from the Iranian parliament have revealed that the decisions adopted in the joint session with government ministers will be supervised by a special committee to make sure that they are fully implemented. They include stronger support for producers and farmers and tighter control on currency rates and commodity prices.
We might criticize the government in some issues, but we must also help each other in correcting the shortcomings. At the moment, we consider ourselves in a state of economic war with the US and the West. In an economy of resistance, we will never challenge each other. We stand united against our enemies and will overcome the challenges.
During the recent months, Iranians have faced soaring prices on basic commodities, especially on meat and grains. The government has promised to normalize the market. Iran's parliament aims at assisting the executive body in controlling the wild price hike. What is certain is that revising the digits on the cashier box would be a time-consuming process.
Both sides are also scheduled to meet again next Sunday behind closed doors in the presidential headquarters in Tehran. While the practical results of the two sessions will be witnessed by Iranians on price tags. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, the Iranian Parliament, Tehran.